Good morning, and thank you for joining me for Cleveland Connection. Joining me this morning is...
Tim Gorell from Ohio's Tuition Trust Authority.
Tuition Trust Authority, but what's the name of the plan that we're going to talk about? I had you on, I think, about a year ago now.
Yes. It's Ohio's 529 Educational Savings Plan.
So tell me about the plan and how long this has been happening. Give me some background and tell me a little bit about yourself as well.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. As always, it's a pleasure to be here, and I welcome the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners about Ohio's 529 College Savings Plan. But we like to say it's Educational Savings Plan, because what this is an instrument for people to save for whatever comes after high school for dependents. Our agency is a nonprofit, state-based, self-funded agency. So we're a perfect state agency. No tax dollars are used to fund our agency or to pay our staff. And getting at our purpose, I think we all can agree on a couple things. One, student loan debt is getting out of hand in this country. It's up to $1.5 trillion. That's more than the credit card debt. It eclipses that by about $800 million.
Why?
Just that, the increasing cost of college education. And I use college with reluctantly, because I don't want people to feel that, okay, so the beneficiary of this savings and investment plan is going to go to a four-year college. Certainly, that's what it can be used for. But it's also, like we like to put it, is what comes after high school. I think we can agree. I mean, there's articles and people say, well, maybe you don't need a college education or something after high school. Well, it worked for Bill Gates and it worked for Steve Jobs, but those are the exceptions. There are people to do that. And so whether it's a trade school, a technical school, two-year college, community, public, private, in Ohio, anywhere across the country, there's going to be some expense associated with whatever comes next.
Can you explain, who is it for? What's the age group? Tell us about the actual plan and how you get started.
Well, we would like, one, and we appreciate the opportunity to come to your show and talk to you and your listeners. If you say to someone 401k, people say, retirement. That's savings for retirement. You say 529, you don't get that type of answer. Only about a third of the population is familiar or understands what 529 savings are. So why do a 529? And as you asked, when do you start? Ideally, the best time to start is whenever a child is born. And parents, grandparents, they look at this and we make the assumption that this child's going to grow and thrive and they're going to do something after high school. And there's going to be that cost associated with it. Mm-hmm. So by opening an account and starting to save and invest when that child is born, you have 18 years of contributions that will grow. And you need to have the discussion or to talk about goals. Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine that this child is born is going to be a teacher, a doctor, a carpenter, a plumber, or whatever the case may be. But say you start the plan and maybe your intention is to save for an in-state four-year college. Mm-hmm. And that can start. And as you're going along, you can make adjustments to that plan as appropriate. Mm-hmm. The main thing is to start, because what you want to avoid, at least in our view and what we advocate, there's three ways to pay for this type of education. You can do it before, you can do it during, or you can do it after. We advocate doing it before to try to avoid as much as possible loans. Main loans may be an inevitability. Parents think like, I paid my way, my child should. But mm-hmm. things have changed over the years. I'm a bit older. I was fortunate when I went to a school that I received a scholarship that paid for tuition and fees. But I had to come up with room and board. But back then, I could get a job in the summer to offset that.
Right.
That's a bit harder today. College is more expensive. The rate of inflation for colleges and schools has outpaced inflation in the economy. Mm-hmm. It outpaced wages. And so that it's good to say, well, okay, maybe you're going to do part of it. Maybe you're going to do some of it. But every little bit helps.
What were you just saying? The trillion dollar? What was the, what's the
one, debt? $1.5 trillion. That's right. Is it with a T? Not a B, a T.
Unbelievable. So that's your way of saying come on, let's think about this beforehand. While you're pregnant with the baby, go ahead and start thinking about it. Get it started.
Exactly. And it's just it's neat to look at it. Picture this. If you go to doing whatever you do after high school, and regardless what it is, and so you take loans out, and the average student loan debt today is about $35,000. So there's some larger, some smaller, and so you work hard in school or your training, and the beneficiary is excited. You're getting out. You have a job opportunity. Your economy's going great. There's plenty of opportunities, but then $200-$300 each month is going to pay back your loan for 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
We would say a better way is you have that money up front, and so whenever you do finish that and you go into the workforce, then you're not devoting a part of your paycheck to pay this back. And we advocate. We think our plan is a good way of doing it. And it's just not my personal bias. We were one of the top rated plans in the country. But I take on as a mission is to advocate the savings. If our plan's not the right savings tool, or other states have plans, the thing is to save. And the advantage of that is it's after tax dollars that are invested. And as this investment grows, it grows tax free. Mm-hmm. And whenever the money is withdrawn for qualified expenses, it is not taxed.
Okay.
And then there's also an Ohio tax incentive for Ohio residents. If you contribute up to $4,000 per person that does this, and to the account, you can take that amount off of your Ohio income tax. Mm-hmm. And if you do go over it, that's not a limitation. Mm-hmm. You're not capped at $4,000. You can carry that over indefinitely to subsequent years.
Okay. So let's say someone's listening right now and they have a brand new baby. Walk them through the process. What would they do?
What we would suggest is visit our webpage. It's simply collegeadvantage.com. Or if you just even Google Ohio's 529 plan, it'll lead you to our page. It has the information about the investment options. You can do it directly. Pick your own. We get feedback on our webpage that it's not jargony, if that is a word, so people don't get lost and overwhelmed by investments. We have a calculator on there to help people figure about how much they would need to save, and depending on what type of school you're going to, in-state, out-of-state, public, private school. And so it's very helpful to do that. And if individuals decide that they do want to invest, you can do it right online. Mm-hmm. And the minimal investment or minimal contribution is $25. But again, that's the bottom. And you can certainly contribute more. If you're more comfortable and you would like to talk to us, we have a great call center. And if you call 1-800-AFFORD-IT, it's 1-800-AFFORD-IT or 1-800-233-6734. One of our personnel can walk you through it. We're not a financial advisory agency. We can talk about how to do 529. We're not going to give financial advices, but our ready-made plans are very appealing options. Mm-hmm. Another way that people can invest is if you're working with a financial advisor, you have a financial advisor, then your advisor can direct you to the plan.
Okay.
And we have great partners in the direct space. Vanguard and Dimensional Fund Advisors are our partners, and we have a Fifth Third banking product. On our advisor side, BlackRock is our principal partner, and we have a great lineup of investment options in both those spaces.
What's the minimum a week or a month or whatever you can put to it?
Yeah, each contribution is $25. So if you do every pay, it's $25. If you would rather just do it on a month, it's $25. And you asked, we were talking about ideally whenever a beneficiary, a child is born, it's the best time to start. But if you're listening to this now and it's like, wow, our child or grandchild is going off to kindergarten mm-hmm. or they're in middle school. We've missed the boat.
You're not too late.
It's no, not you're late. Not. Yeah. You're not. You know, obviously, you don't have the benefit of those other years. And financial situations change. I mean, just go back to our example. A child's born. You're putting $25, $50 a month into it. They get out of diapers. That's an increase. If you have daycare expenses, once that's done, maybe you can take part of that money to go in there.
Yes.
You get a raise at work. You know, you get your income tax return, any of a number of things. And what we've seen happens is it's just start mm-hmm. because you'll be surprised as you see these investments starting to grow and you don't miss what you're putting into it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, maybe we could put a few dollars more into it.
Absolutely. Let's give the website and phone number one more time while we're here.
You can call us. It's 1-800-AFFORD-IT. That's 1-800-AFFORD-IT or 1-800-233-6734. And if you Google Ohio's 529 or go to collegeadvantage.com, you can find us.
And you also were talking about a very cool event coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, realizing I'm sitting here in downtown Cleveland, but we have a giveaway with one of our partners is the Cincinnati Bengals. And if you go to our Facebook page and to enroll, yeah, there's no fee to enroll. You can be an account holder now or not account holder. And we're giving away a $10,000 college savings award. And the winner of the giveaway will get to go with their guest to the Bengals' last home game, which is December 16th. And we do an on-field presentation. It's a lot of fun before the game. You get to be on the Jumbotron. And then you may think, it's like up here in Cleveland. It's not too balmy in December down mm-hmm. in Cincinnati either. But you get to watch the game as a guest of the Bengals in one of the suites, you and your guests. And they wine you and dine you a little bit. And it's a lot of fun.
And a chance at 10 grand to put away for your kids.
That's right.
You know,
either jumpstart a initial savings or add to an existing one.
Absolutely.
And again, you don't have to be an account holder. You don't have to be a Bengals fan. You can just be a fan of those future college savings.
Give me the website and phone number one more time.
1-800-AFFORD-IT, 1-800-233-6734, collegeadvantage.com, or just Google us, Ohio's 529.
What's the best way to find your Facebook page, too? Just go on Facebook and look for 529?
Right. If you put Ohio 529, it'll bring you to that. Or you go to our webpage, you can link off of that as well because we have the information on there. Another thing, we like to communicate to people, inform people, is the idea of gifting. Grandparents are a great option and to help with gifting. And certainly this isn't limited, just parents opening accounts for their kids. And we've talked before about gifts in either birthdays or the holidays. Mm-hmm. And while maybe to a younger child, a contribution to a 529 savings is going to be met with elation now. But later on, it will. And we hear from time to time from grandparents and parents that our kids have enough stuff. And this is something that either small gifts or larger gifts that if grandparents can do that and you're contributing to this, the future of your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And it'll be well received and appreciated someday. And it's something while you're here and with your families that you can potentially enjoy someday.
And grandparents can start an account online and just do it all online themselves.
Yes, okay. Yes. Grandparents can do that. Same tax benefits it would apply to them. And there's just numerous ways to go about doing this. They could either contribute to an account that the parents open if they want to have that. And that's an advantage of the 529 because the person that's the account holder controls the account. So this money is designated, these investments and savings are meant for a specific purpose. Whenever the beneficiary turns 18, this doesn't roll over to their control. And there's no shelf life, so to speak, for
Excellent.
It. This is good indefinitely. So maybe you don't have a lot of expenses for that first thing that comes after high school. But later on, there may be schooling opportunities or graduate school, and there's no limit to that. And even if it's not used, there's a lot of flexibility to transfer it to other family members.
That's so easy, and that's just such a great way of doing it. And yes, your future self will be very happy that you have that plan going.
Sure will.
We were talking about, you said it's not just college. Let's talk about what the money can be used for that.
Yeah, some of the things when people are resistant of possibly looking into the 529 is a couple things. One, what exactly can it be used for? Mm-hmm. First off, any entity that you apply for federal financial aid to attend, you can use it.
Okay.
Ideally, we would love people to invest in our plan, watch their savings and investments grow, use that money for schools here in Ohio. The beneficiary graduates, they find a terrific career job opportunity here in Ohio. They live, work, and thrive. That doesn't happen to everybody. People want to go to school, other schools. Mm-hmm. So anywhere in the United States and even some overseas schools, again, the litmus is if it's on qualified for FAFSA, the federal financial aid,
you
can use it. And these funds can be used for room and board, tuition and fees, books, computers. And an additive now that with the latest tax law is that it can also be used for K through 12 schooling. And so you, even though the federal government recognizes that K through 12 is not higher education, but as laws are written, they said for this purposes, K through 12 will be regarded. So what that means is, again, all the benefits, your accounts grow, and whenever you withdraw them for qualified expenses, they're not taxed, and so you have that advantage. Now, for the K through 12, you can only use it for tuition up to $10,000.
Okay.
And we understand it's, you know, people have circumstances where that may be now later, but again, this is having a conversation, about, you know, what the expectation is for the beneficiary, mm-hmm. and then also how to go about savings for that.
Time to give the website and phone number one more time.
Where you can be reached at 1-800-AFFORD-IT. That's 1-800-233-6734. You can Google us, Ohio's 529, and it'll lead you to our webpage, collegeadvantage.com. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, and hopefully we'll have you back in the springtime, maybe, when people are getting their tax returns back, and it'll be a good time to refresh everyone's memory.
Well, that's good, and we appreciate the opportunity to come talk about these, because maybe somebody heard us on, you know, one of the other times or saw something, and they just weren't thinking about this. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, driving down the road, you hear one of our commercials. You may be listening to us now, and this is you realize how maybe a beneficiary is old, or maybe you're just starting your family, and it really is a good thing to do. And
it's never too late.
We hope that you'll think of us, and we appreciate your trust in us.
Phone number, website, one more time.
1-800-AFFORD-IT, 1-800-6233-6734.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.